A Fortunate Life, written by A.B. Facey and read by Roger Cardwell.
Suddenly, there was a terrible explosion. And for a few seconds, we wondered what had happened. Then we realized that the Triumph had been hit by a torpedo. She started to list to the side and within 15 minutes was completely upside down with the two propellers out of the water. In another half an hour, she disappeared completely. After the torpedo struck, the guns, both fore and aft, were firing as fast as they could. And those gunners must have gone down with their ship. We considered this one of the most gallant acts of bravery that we had seen. And we'd seen many by this time. Most of the crew jumped overboard, and destroyers in small boats went to their rescue. We were told that about 400 had lost their lives. A few days after the armistice, we received some trench comfort parcels from home. Everything was very quiet this day, and a sergeant major and several men with bags of parcels came along our line and threw each one of us a parcel. I got a pair of socks in my parcel. Having big feet, I take 10 in boots. I called out to my mate saying that I had a pair of socks that I'd be glad to swap for a bigger pair, as I didn't think they'd fit. Strange as it seems, I was the only person in my section to get socks. The others got all kinds of things, such as scarves, balaclavas, vests, notepaper, pencils, envelopes and handkerchiefs. I found a note rolled up in my socks, and it read, "We wish the soldier that gets this parcel the best of luck and health, and a safe return home to his loved ones when the war is over." It was signed Evelyn Gibson, Honourable Secretary, Girl Guides, Bunbury, WA. A lot of my mates came from Bunbury, so I asked if any of them knew an Evelyn Gibson. They all knew her and said that she was a good looker and very smart and that she came from a well-liked and respected family. I told them that she was mine, and we all had an argument, in fun, about this girl, and we all claimed her. The socks, when I tried them on, fitted perfectly, and they were hand-knitted with wool, and that was the only parcel I received while at Gallipoli.